USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas said Monday that should the Supreme Court decide to hear the Pennsylvania election irregularities in the 2020 election, he has offered to present the case for President Trump.
I'm hopeful the Supreme Court will step forward to its responsibility and resolve this case and resolve other cases as needed according to law and according to the Constitution to say this is a country where we respect the rule of law, where we follow the Constitution.
Senator Cruz on Fox is a lawyer. Cruz holds degrees in public policy and law from Princeton University and Harvard Law School. The first China virus vaccine outside of testing was administered in England Tuesday morning. Margaret Keenan, the 90-year-old grandmother, received a jab at University Hospital in Coventry, England. British health officials hailed the first injections as a turning point in the fight against a virus that has infected 67 million people around the globe. USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
As millions of Americans face financial ruin, politicians seem to have forgotten what life is like in real America. USA Radio News' Tim Berg with a stimulus package update.
Opening the Senate on Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Congress cannot stay on the sidelines as millions of Americans are suffering from the coronavirus pandemic. McConnell saying Democrats are dragging out negotiations.
Their strategy has been all or nothing. And so struggling Americans have, of course, got nothing. Well, we're down to the wire, Madam President. Down to the wire.
The Kentucky Republican hoping to fire up his colleagues here so something will get done before everyone heads home for the Christmas recess. The House is expected to vote Wednesday on a stopgap measure to avert a partial government shutdown after current funding is set to expire this Friday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Video gamers, a heads up. The new Cyberpunk 2077 RPG game is well over a 100 gig download. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Musician Bob Dylan cashes out. USA Radio News Dan Araki tells us more.
Bob Dylan has sold the rights to his entire songwriting catalog. The deal gives the Universal Music Publishing Group the rights to more than 600 of the 79-year-old Dylan's songs and is worth a reported $300 million. Under the deal, Universal now receives royalties whenever another artist covers one of Dylan's songs, when they're used in commercials or movies, and gets revenue from streaming and commercial sales. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer's career has spanned 58 years, selling more than 125 million records. And his latest studio album, his 39th, was released this past June. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
One of seven holy days. USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
December 8th is one of seven holy days of obligation. The Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception celebrates the belief in the sinless life and Immaculate Conception of the Virgin Mary, celebrated on December 8th, 9 months before the Feast of the Nativity of Mary on September 8th. The Eastern Christian Church first celebrated a Feast of the Conception of the Most Holy and All-Pure Mother of God, perhaps as early as the 5th century in Syria. Since 1953, the Pope visits the Column of the Immaculate Conception in Piazza di Spagna to offer expiatory prayer. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.